The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of We're Done Here Pod. Please make sure you follow us on Instagram at We're Done Here Pod. You can find all the likes to our YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple, wherever you're watching this. And thank you so much. This week we're here with hilarious comedian Dan Wicks.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey Dan, how's it going?
Dan, going good. Happy to be here.
Ah, nice. So I met Dan, when did I meet you? A few years ago?
Yeah, I think we met on Zoom during the pandemic.
Oh, that's true? We met on Zoom? I had no idea about that. Okay, your hair pink. So Dan got new pink hair. It's looking good, Dan.
Thanks.
So Dan's a comedian here out in New York City. He like controls the roast battle scene. I don't know if I can say that because I know the roast battle scene is a little... I don't know. You can't say who controls it, but isn't it you, Dan?
I mean, maybe you can't say it into a microphone. But, you know, I do what I do, and so do other people, you know.
I know, that's true. So I actually like your roast battles, because, you know, roast battles are known for being sexist, racist, all this homophobic. But, like, I feel like you have a wide range of, like, there's a lot of women, a lot of queer people. I participate in your roast battles often, and I'm a black woman, which is rare for the roast scene, Dan.
Yeah, I know. I keep making that mistake.
But you've curated a good bunch of roasters, I would say. So when did you start doing comedy, or when did you get into roasting, rather?
Honestly, I got into roasting like almost immediately after I got into comedy. It was like within 3 months, because Marin was running his show and he recruited me just from seeing me at the Buddha Mics.
Shout out to Matt Marin, Comedy Fight Club. Yes.
Yeah.
The other roast people in New York City.
Yeah. But yeah, he used to be at those mics, and that used to be where he would pull people from, and I was somebody, so, and he ended up, he put me in my first battle, which ended
What'd
up,
you battle?
I battled, without getting into too detail, it was someone who I had a very, who at the time had like a brief thing going on with.
A lady friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Matt didn't know this, and the battle ended up being very bad, because we were both very nervous.
Oh, and, okay, this is interesting.
It was literally like,
battled a girlfriend, a lady friend.
Yeah.
And okay, that's interesting. And who won?
I did, because we went to overtime. We both bombed.
Okay.
Then we went to double overtime. She didn't have another joke, so I won by default. And everyone was mad at me because they loved her. She was like supposed to be the rising star, and now I was advancing in the tournament, and everyone was very mad.
I love this so much drama.
Yeah. But then the next week I was up against a guy who was supposed to wash me, and the opposite happened. And then they all loved me from that point forward.
Oh, nice! And that's how you became Rose King.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So last year, you went to Skankfest last year.
Yeah.
Awesome. South by Southwest. Good stuff. You're crushing it in the roast scene. And what do you like doing better, regular stand-up or roasting?
I'd say I prefer regular stand-up. I wish that I was as in demand for regular stand-up as for the roast.
You're from Long Island, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you live in New York City now? Long Island is not New York City, everyone.
Yeah. I live in Bushwick. I have for the last 8 years.
Oh, wow. I hate Bushwick. But, like, people love it. Yeah, it's a crack den, but whatever. We're going to pretend it's cool. As a native New Yorker, I remember when it was crack hell. So I love that. I love that. You actually have another show. You have a show called Pop Collar 2, which is in Bushwick. I've done. How long have you been running that show? I feel like everyone
also
goes to that
show. Also
about
8 years.
Yeah, you've been doing everything for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. 8 years is a lucky number. But this is We're Done Here Pod. So we're going to talk about our topic today is talking about an issue that I think is interesting, because this whole time I thought you were autistic, Dan, but you actually have Tourette's. So it's a different thing than what I thought about. I actually didn't know you. I just found out you had Tourette's recently.
Also, she said autistic, not artistic, if anybody was wondering.
I don't know when I found out you had Tourette's, but I don't know why I thought it was autism this whole time.
I have a joke I open like in my five that I talk about how people think I'm autistic, but it's Tourette's.
I think that's how I found out. I was like, wait, you've had Tourette's this whole time? Anyway, but we've never had someone with Tourette's on the show. Not that I'm like being excited about your journey, but We'd love to hear it. So what is Tourette's, first of all? People want to know that.
Well, it basically comes down to involuntary tics. That's literally like the what it is, both a motor and a verbal. And I have a few verbal ones. They're mostly physical.
Got it. And then how do you get diagnosed with something like that? Is it like as a little kid or something?
Yeah, you go to the doctors. Well, I really got the, I'd been to a few doctors and really the one that gave me the final diagnosis. And we kind of just go with that one because it makes the most sense. And two, we were kind of just like the most, more people said this than didn't was, when I was 15, one of them said, yeah, it's Tourette's, which was what the doctor said when I was like seven. My parents were like, nah.
Really? So you were told it was Tourette's. That's when you were seven, but then your parents were like, nah, chill, it ain't that.
Yeah.
And then at 15, they accepted it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you know other people growing up with Tourette's, or was it like just you?
Well, there was another kid who I was told had Tourette's, but he was like medicated and supposedly, and I was never medicated. I do kind of wonder what things might have been like if I was, but you know, but also like, who knows what his stuff really is. I asked him to describe it once and he did, and he, I guess I believe him because you know you do, you're supposed to, and his stuff I seemed like it was much more, like you know, there are different like levels of things. I've had other people tell me they have it, I've had other people have like very visibly had it, and also like I'm sure that the way that these people make me feel who have it in what seems like a more minor version is how when I see a person with a more obvious, a more like severe one, I probably make them feel.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
I know one guy who's got like very severe Tourette's, like verbal.
And was he starts yelling?
He mid conversation has like verbal tics.
Like fuck you. There was a guy like that in school. He would just start cursing. Is that normal or?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Yeah, I mean, if you have that type, then yeah.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. So you get this diagnosis when you're 15. How does it impact your school life? Or does it? I don't know.
Well, I've always been like, I've always like been someone who put my head down a lot, kind of shaked a lot. I've done like a lot of physical things. I used to have like really severe physical tics where like I would like scratch my chest really intensely. I would like flap my hands up and down. When I was like younger, people would like do them back at me, and that wasn't a lot of fun. But this is a more fun story. Like, When I was like in middle school, everyone was getting head lice.
Yeah. Oh.
and then I developed like a head scratching tic. So I kept getting called into the nurse's office checked for lice, and I never had it.
Okay, you were just doing your, yeah.
Yeah, it happened like probably like 7 or 8 times. Like the 9th time or so, they called me. I was like, oh, why are we doing this? We know I don't have lice. And then they're like, your sister has lice. I'm like, God damn it. But I still didn't have it, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. all right, so I'm interested in, you said something about medication. So I didn't know that if you have Tourette's, you take medication. Or is that something you take? Do you take medication
well,
now?
I don't.
Or not really.
So I
you don't.
Yeah, it's
you
not
don't
something I really
so
looked into.
Like, it could have. You do you want to? Or you're not sure?
I mean, at this point, it seems kind of ridiculous too.
Like, oh yeah, you're like, I'm too
made
old
it this
to
long.
Be.
Like, what am I gonna do?
I made this all with the Tourette's. So in terms of learning or even like finishing high school, did that impact you in any way? Or like, do you have brothers and sisters? Like, how are they feeling? Or like, did your parents not care? Or like, what?
Yeah,
did they,
I mean,
really care?
I mean, yeah, like, I think it probably made me just miserable all the time, which
okay.
isn't,
that's
I mean,
not good.
Yeah, in that sense, it impacted. I definitely, who knows, maybe it was that, maybe it was just my own bad attitude towards the world, but I definitely had like in terms of all sorts of school, my attitude was always, I want to be here as little as possible.
I had that same attitude too, but mostly because I was like, too cool for them. Got it.
Yeah.
Did you go to college or
yeah,
did you?
But it was like, when I was in high school, I would like do, I took as few classes as I needed to, but I was taking like harder classes, but just like, you know, I would just try to have as many free periods as possible.
Yeah.
And then when college, I chose a school because I chose it because it let me take the most AP credits. That was like most of the reason I chose it. Like also I got to live in New York, which was cool, but
what school did you go to?
I went to NYU Poly.
A lot of people went went to NYU.
Yeah, although it's not really the same. Like, I went to, because I went to Poly, which is in Brooklyn.
Oh, which is the engineering school.
Yeah, like, we weren't, like, allowed into NYU buildings.
You're like, I'm not NYU like that. I'm engineering school.
No,
NYU.
But I mean, it's literally, like, it's more like a prison. Like, they keep you in Brooklyn. You don't get to go in their buildings. They're like, our school's, like, 80% guys. It's like, I didn't go to NYU.
I can see that. Yeah, okay, got it. Okay, so you went to uncool NYU. And then how was school, like, in terms of, like, making friends? Do you, like, because the thing about it is, I've known you for, like, a little bit for now, never knew you had Tourette's. It doesn't come up in conversation. It's like, do you tell people, or do you just, like, keep it to yourself? Like, what happens?
Every once in a while, like, I'll do something, and, like, people might react to it, and I explain.
Ah, so you've never done nothing in front of me. I mean, you do weird things all the time, but
well, that's the thing. That's the worst thing too, is sometimes they just don't say anything most of the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, you do weird things all the time, but then you're like, oh, I'm just not gonna say anything. Okay, people just find out when they find out.
Yeah. Like the alternative is, like, I just hold a card like I'm in the Joker movie. Like.
That's hilarious. But no, but, like, in terms of making friends, did anyone ever make a big deal out of it? Do you feel like, did people ever make fun of you, or did you ever feel self-conscious? Like, how do you navigate the universe?
I mean, yeah, definitely when I was younger, they did both of those things. It was people made fun of me and I felt self-conscious. I definitely felt self-conscious about most of my life, but I didn't really go to a school where there was that much bullying, thankfully.
Oh, that's nice. In Long Island? What part of Long Island are you from? The Jewish part?
Yeah.
About to be like, you definitely weren't with those Italians.
Oh, we lucked out, because all the Italians went to, like, because they hated the Jews, they would all go to Catholic school. So we went, like...
I was like, where in Long Island is that making fun of people? Okay, cool.
Although, for a way, yeah, and then my parents were not afraid of Jews, so I got to stay in...
Nice.
Yeah, even though I am Italian. And my dad went to Catholic school. I think my mom hated that. Like, okay, so there was no chance of me going to Catholic school.
I love that story. Okay, that's cool, though. Yeah. So you're at NYU Poly, which is...
Also, it's ridiculous to go to Catholic school on Long Island, North Shore. Like, the districts are great.
Yeah, it is Long Island. It's like, I don't know, it's like going to Catholic school in Queens. Like, a bunch of people went to Catholic school in Queens. I'm just like, these are horrible schools. Anyway... So you're in NYU Poly. You're hanging out in the city. Like, how is it getting jobs and stuff like that? Do you tell job interviewer people, or do you, like, I don't know, because you're, like, Poly, that's engineering. Do they just think you're weird just because?
I mean, yeah, every job I've ever had has been, like, math or, like, science involved in some way.
It.
So, like, even before I was, like, even before I had, like, my job now where I'm a software engineer, I was, like, tutoring math at, like, tutoring centers. So it's never
got
been,
it. So all the guys are a little strange there.
Yeah.
So you're just like, oh, it's me, normal. A normal Dan Wick. So 8 years ago, how did you get into comedy then? From a software engineer? Is it something like, what happened?
I've always loved comedy. It was honestly, I got into comedy part of because just feeling like self-conscious and not good about myself. When I was like, I really got addicted to watching like specials
Wait, who's specials?
Well, I started by watching, like, comedy movies. I mean, probably the first comic I really got into was George Carlin.
Oh, yeah, George is the best. Yes.
And then from there, also, then, like, Louis C.K. and, like, and Dave Chappelle and guys like that. But then, I was self-conscious when I was younger about just, like, being a loser and not being able to connect with people. And this was a time where I thought the cool kids, what they would do when they would watch the comedy movies, they're popular, and then put the quotes into conversations.
Wait, they would watch popular comedy movies and then quote them. I feel like I remember that.
Yeah,
that
it used to be a whole thing.
Maybe
it
was a quote movie.
Yeah, so I was trying to watch all the movies because we had a DVR. So I would just
Are you sure you're not autistic? This is autistic behavior, Dan. Anyway.
So yeah, I would watch like every Judd Apatow movie. I'd watch like Anchorman. I'd watch like Beer
Fest.
I'd
like
Beer
say
Fest,
the stupid
like,
shit. Yeah, okay. No, that's fine. Yeah, I guess that did happen. You're right. That's so I hate when guys come up to me and say dumb shit like, anyway.
And then I would watch Aziz Ansari special because I saw him in the movies, or I'd watch like someone else's.
Got it.
Yeah, but... But then I really started comedy. It was just because I was feeling unfulfilled at my job because I was working so hard. And then one day they just like, so I was an iOS developer.
Okay.
And I was working on that app like crazy, like day and night, like from, I would go to meetups and then they'd keep working. And then I would go on Saturdays and I would just keep working for a few months. Yeah. Cause I just wanted to learn everything I could. And then one day they just canceled the app. And they kept me on. They reassigned me, but it was like, oh wow, so I could have just done nothing for the last 3 months.
They did pay you, I'm assuming.
They did, yeah. But it's like, yeah.
Okay, so that's so interesting. I like that. I kind of started comedy because I was bored as well. I was kind of a fluke, so I like that part of your story. So when you first start comedy, do you talk about the fact? Well, like I said, you don't mention it. So does people just? They just thought you, because everybody's a little weird in comedy. So it's another environment where everyone's a little strange. So no one asks you any questions anyway? Or that people ask you questions?
No, it's the opposite. Well, like, everyone asks me, like, because the people in comedy are like immature alcoholics. They're people who can't function in the real world.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
you think in where you think I get asked more inappropriate questions? In my professional job, in my professional life, or in the world
probably
of alcoholics?
Okay, in comedy.
Where do you think more people have approached me and said, hey, sorry if this is a weird question, but are you autistic?
Okay, fine. In comedy. Yeah, I got that. Okay, so how do you deal with that in comedy of people being annoying all the time?
You just handle it, you know, because I wake up tomorrow and I get to function in society and they have to be that.
No, that's true. I get that.
I got sent a picture of a guy. So, like, you know, this is a thing now that people take stories of, like, every comedy goes up at their open mic.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, so that's what happens at open mics now. They take stories of everyone. And someone sent me a screenshot. Some dude went up with an obvious stain at the bottom of his sweatshirt of exactly what you think.
Ew! I'm like, I'm so happy I don't do open mics anymore. I can't. It's why I couldn't do the open mic. That's why I started my own open mic. Because I was like, I'm not hanging out with these degenerate little white kids. Sorry. Because it usually was a bunch of little white boys. I'm just like, I am a grown woman. And no, thank you. Disgusting people. Yeah. Anyway, if you've never been to an open mic, audience members, you have no idea. One time, a guy, when we were doing, he started peeing.
In the middle of the open mic, he started peeing. Like, in his pants.
No, just started peeing, like, peeing. He walked to the back, because we were, he walked and started peeing. I was like, that's the most outrageous thing.
Wait, hold on. I'm having...
Wait, do you know the guy who's did that?
No, I don't. What exactly is... So he went to the bathroom and started peeing?
No. We were on stage.
You were on stage.
He literally, like, pulled out his penis and, like, walked to the back and started peeing.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so, like...
Was it part of a bit?
It was kind of, like, he was a bit belligerent, but, like, anyway, that was part of his, like, thing. I don't know. Anyway, that's why I don't do open mics. But anyway, back on topic. How is dating for you? You seem to have a lot of ladies, though, Dan Wicks.
I don't know how I'm giving off that impression.
I feel like you got lady stories. So how's dating with Tourette's and stuff like that?
It's probably not great, honestly. I feel like most of my interactions with women have been initiated by them.
Okay, I mean, that's cool. The bitch is coming up to you, yeah. Well, yeah. but you would like to choose some ladies as well.
Yeah, that would.
I get what you're saying. I actually have a friend who a lot of guys are like that. Actually, a lot of guys don't do much work, but I have friends where, like, I have aggressive lady friends, and, like, all the boyfriends they got, they've picked them up. So that happens sometimes. So the girls come up to you, and you would like to go up to them more. How do you deal with Do you have a therapist? Do you write?
Yeah, I have a therapist, but everyone criticized me for this. I've had two therapists in my life.
Who criticizes
that I've had
you?
Well, I mean, it's funny because he's lived a crazy life, which I think kind of makes him ideal for me.
Okay.
Because, like, he's a comedy fan and people are like, hate that.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the fact that he's a comedy fan and he's your therapist or whatever. I don't know this man.
Anyway, especially, he caught me at the perfect time too, because I tried a different session with this woman who was very mean to me.
Oh, like, why was she mean to you?
I don't know. Within the first 5 minutes, she was like, I don't think you really have Tourette's. She said something about, like, she yelled at me for something. She yelled at me for something else about, like, not about she yelled at me for like saying that I saying that I might do something like self-destructive. I was like, you know,
wait,
making
what?
A joke. Yeah.
She was crazy.
Like, yeah, it was wild. It wasn't something I was expecting. It was, and then I talked to this guy who's like a comedy fan. He's clearly having so much fun talking to me. They're like, this is so much better.
I guess it's annoying because he's having way too much fun. He's not supposed to be having that much fun talking to you.
But also he's like smart. He gets it. I've described like other therapists. He's like, I'm sorry. There's so many just morons in our profession.
I can see that. There's morons in every profession. Okay,
I had this old therapist. We were talking about dating, and he told me, like, why don't you just approach women in the grocery store?
What? That's creepy. Do not approach women in any grocery store.
I literally said to him, it felt crazy because I'm like not the I'm not the therapist. I shouldn't be the one having these thoughts. I'd be like, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Women do not want to be approached.
And he goes like straight. This is what he said. He says, well, I guess you must not go to Whole Foods.
What? What is this man doing at Whole Foods? Okay. Yeah, don't listen to that guy at all.
Or go to Whole Foods.
Or maybe go to Whole Foods, I guess. Okay, so that's really interesting. It sounds like you've been kind of like, you have a therapist, you kind of like do your comedy thing. Even though the girls, you know, come up to you, at least they come up to you, sir. It sounds like you're, like you have supportive parents and family.
They're all super supportive.
Okay, so that's good. That's a
it's easy to be supportive because like I have a job. So if I didn't have like,
you're like
a real,
I'm not a loser. So it's very easy to be supportive. So what do you think? What do you think is the hardest thing about having Tourette's then?
A lot of it, like self-esteem issues, also like being able, like I got like sometimes I like shake a lot at night, and that's been like an adjustments because I've like if I make too much noise, then like, you know, there's neighbors now that live in the city, so so I gotta be very conscious of that. Whether that's like taking stuff to like fall asleep better, or like just really, you know, doing whatever I can to not have issues. I mean, actually, this is kind of like a worrying time of year because I usually can like try to blow off steam by like walking around outside or something, but it's
cold outside. Got it. So it gets a little harder. Do you work out?
I had just started going back to the gym. I came down with a bit of a cold, so I didn't go for a few days. I'm going to try to get back into it. I also have asthma, so that makes it like when I like fall off the wagon, I fall off hard.
I get it, because then you have to work harder to get back in shape and all that. Yeah, it's super annoying. I don't have asthma, but I'm generally fat, so every time I don't work out every day, I gain lots of weight, and then like I don't know, just like it's harder to get back to working out. But I'm doing it, whatever. That kind of sucks, those things, but I will say it could be worse. Do you have any tips for anyone else who has Tourette's?
Quit while you're ahead. It could be worse. I mean, definitely like take care of yourself, get enough sleep, go to the gym. If you try to manage your stress, those are like the most important things. Figure out what your triggers are and try to manage your tics. Like if you do a lot of this, try doing this, you know, like.
I know. Okay. Yeah. Do this instead. Okay. That's really helpful advice. Okay. Thank you. That is really great advice to our listeners. Are there any like hotline? Is there like support groups or like hot? I don't know. I don't say hotline.
I've never been in a support group.
Are there online groups? Have you been in any groups, like group things?
Nah, that I've never been involved in anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan's too cool for that. But I'm sure if any of our listeners.
Actually, be eclectic. Like make it look like all this stuff's a choice. Dye your hair. Paint your nails.
Yes. Wear rings. Okay, got it. Okay, that is great advice. I'm sure there's some sort of hotline out there or Facebook group where everyone could connect on Tourette stuff. But yeah, thank you, Dan Wicks, for sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it. So this is We're Done Here. So we're not necessarily done with Tourette's, but we are dealing with it. Is there anything you're not done with, pop culture or otherwise?
Not done with in pop culture.
Or just otherwise. You can name anything. Like, what are you vibing on right now?
So like things that I'm liking.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I've been, I guess the, uh, yeah, I guess the, uh, I listen to a lot of music, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What music are you listening to?
Mostly like lyrical rap. Like
lyrical rap? What's like, that? Was that like just rap lyrics?
Like rap, but like not stuff that you would put on at a party.
Oh, like, got it. Like more people talking.
Yeah, like Earl Sweatshirt. Like,
oh, like boring rap. Yeah. I'm like, you can't dance to this. Okay, got it.
Yeah, like MF Doom.
Oh, yeah. No time for that. Okay, got it. I'm like, oh, this is so boring. Anyway. But nice, lyrical rap. Okay, so you're not done with lyrical rap.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, what am I not done with? I don't even know. Let's see. I probably should have thought about this before I start. Oh, you know what I'm not done with? What? Listen, so you know Percy Jackson and the Olympians, yeah, or some shit like that? Anyway, they got a new show on Disney Plus. Are you watching it?
No.
Anyway, I'm watching that shit. Here's the thing. Percy, the movie, that shit was corny. But this little boy and his little friends and whatnot, they out here on the Disney Channel, they doing it. They fighting monsters. I'm into it. I'm into it, Dan Wicks. Yeah, so I don't even know if that's a name. It's a Percy Jackson and somebody else. That's a black name, right, Percy Jackson?
It sounds, yeah. You know what? That's interesting. It does sound like a black name.
It does.
That's a white kid on the
but
cover.
But it is a little white kid. But he's really entertaining. So, yeah, I'm not done with that.
Doesn't seem very fair. You can turn your nose up at MF Doom and then you throw out Percy Jackson and the Olympics.
Listen, this is my podcast. But thank you so much for coming, Dan. Thank you for having is there anywhere our guests can find you?
Every Saturday at Pop Collar Comedy Show at a House Party Cafe in Bushwick. That's every true. Other Wednesday at Grove 34 for Roasted. And when's this episode coming out?
It is coming out in February.